Saturday Night Country with Felicity Urquhart on ABC Radio.
Australia's home of country music. Nice to have your company in time for the house concert. You're listening on air, online, on the podcast, on ABC Country, on digital radio, and on the telly on Channel 203. Max Jackson is a young lady originally from the central western plains of New South Wales, from the great little spot of Coonamble. Max Jackson's parents moved her and her sister to the coast to get more opportunity, and that paid off because she was involved with the talent development project through the New South Wales public school system. She went on to tour with Gina Jeffries, and currently is as well. Been writing songs in LA, Nashville, and now she's released her debut album. This is Saturday from Max Jackson. Saturday Night Country, and that is Saturday from Max Jackson. It's brand new. Her new album is called Life of the Party. And tonight, not only we have the house concert with Max Jackson, but we are officially launching the new album. Congratulations, Max, and welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Fliss. Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure. And also, you've got a mate, Rob McCormack. He's going to be in to play with you a bit later on. So it's pretty exciting for me to have the pair of you along tonight. We are celebrating this release, 13 beautiful songs. It's taken about 6 years or so to make this album.
It has. It's been a long time coming, and I just wanted to take my time and figure out exactly what I wanted to say.
Well, you're still in your 20s and you've seen a bit of the world. What is the mantra, I guess, for you at the moment? You're a real vibrant human being, that, as far as I've ever seen for the last 15 years, I think, that I've known you. How do you see the world now in your 20s?
Oh, look, I am just really grateful that I've had this opportunity. And I grew up in a little country town with no musical people in my family. And just I've been blessed to have a lot of people around me who've really helped me, including you, Fliss. Oh. So thank you. Honestly, from the bottom of my heart, I just feel really grateful at this moment in time.
Well, little old Coonamble in New South Wales, that's where you grew up. Well, Mum and Dad were there.
Uh-huh.
But then they made the move, didn't they?
They did, and they moved just for myself and my sister to have more opportunity, and I'll never forget the day that we got there. And I could honestly, I think I was maybe 7 or 8 at the time, and I could see how hard it was for my mum and dad, and I appreciate them more than ever because I wouldn't have had the opportunity to do what I'm doing if they didn't do that for us.
I'm getting goosebumps. I mean, your mum and dad are just beautiful people, and that hearing that from you now, and you would know what the sacrifice is as you grow up, you appreciate life and what your family have done for you a bit more, don't you?
Absolutely. And I remember even at the time noticing it and thinking, oh, why does my mum look worried or stressed? And it was because they'd gone to a place with nobody that they knew for us to go to a school with kids we didn't know. And I mean, we're so glad we did it now when we look back, but it was a rough little start there for us.
Well, look, yes, you're beaming. All of you are now. You've certainly found your place in New South Wales and the world stage, Max Jackson. We are going to talk about so many exciting things. And I want to also mention the fact that as a writer, which has been the main focus of your career, I mean, you're a beautiful singer, but the writing, you really knew that you wanted to be a serious songwriter.
Yeah, thank you, Fliss. I really focused on songwriting for quite a few years, writing for other people. And then I had this bunch of songs that were my story, and it just felt weird to play them to anyone else and say, do you want this for your album? Because it was straight from my heart. So that's what made the 13 tracks on the album.
So I really want to know a bit more about some of the international people that have recorded your music. At home, we've had people like Gina Jeffries on Gina's new album. Your name appears there a few times, and that's been lovely because you're also out on the road touring together,
mm-hmm.
and playing in Gina's band as a great rhythm guitarist. And,
oh,
and I mean, they don't take slouches out on the road with them, all those amazing guitarists with Rod over your shoulder. Do you ever get nervous?
Oh, look, all the time. I look around and I look at James Gillard on my left and Rod on my right and Gina singing, and I can't believe I'm there. But I just sat down and worked for hours and hours and hours, and I just wanted to make sure I was good enough, like just prove myself.
Well, I know that you've been involved with the school that Gina runs on the Central Coast, mm-hmm. of New South Wales, helping loads of young up-and-comers learning guitar chops, also about songwriting, mm-hmm. and singing and just having more confidence in themselves. And regardless whether they go on to be musicians or anyone on the stage, I think it empowers young people just in the right way to know that they're capable of being okay in the world, because it's a scary place nowadays.
Yeah, absolutely. And music is just the perfect way to do that, because you can put your emotion into it and you can find like-minded souls. Like, I'll never forget when I went to the Country Music Academy for the first time and met like 20 other people my own age who love the same thing, and there's nothing like finding that place with your people.
We are Saturday Night Country, and it is the house concert tonight, and I've got a swag of songs I want to get through, and I'm going to put you right to task, I think, and also Max Jackson. You brought in Rod McCormack, so do you think we could hear a song? But I'd love your setup first, though, please, Max.
I would love to play a song. Now, this first one is the title track of the record, and it's a really personal one for me. It's called Life of the Party, and it might sound like, you know, I'm saying I am the life of the party. I wish I was, but unfortunately I'm not, and ever since I was a little girl, I kind of struggled a bit with a lot of anxiety and at different points throughout my life. And I wanted to write a song to hopefully inspire another little girl to chase her dreams the way that, you know, I've just pushed through. So this is my anxiety song. It's called Life of the Party.
One, this is Max Jackson, two, Saturday Night Country.
One, two.
I don't want to dress up, cause if I dress up and then I show up and no one else is dressed up, when I walk in, everyone's gonna know that I'm here. What if he's there? Worse, what if she's there? If I act like I don't care, well, they think I do care. Maybe I'll just stand there and do my best to just disappear. Cause I'd rather die than be the life of the party. I'd rather stay home alone if that's alright. I'll be the life of the party tonight. Now I love to sing, but see, here's the thing, they'll ask me to sing and I don't wanna sing, especially not if I have to in front of everyone. And see, I hate to dance, they'll all want to dance and they'll grab me by the hand and force me to dance. But what happens if I accidentally actually have fun? Cause I'd rather die than be the life of the party. I'd rather stay home alone if that's alright. Life of the party tonight. Can I just show up a few hours late and let somebody else blow out the candles on the cake? Cause I'd rather die than be the life of the party. I'd rather stay home alone if that's alright, yeah. But I'm gonna smile and be so half-hearted. I'll be the life of the party tonight. So watch me smile and be the life of the party. And I'll die on the inside tonight.
Life of the party for the house concert with Max Jackson and Rod McCormack in the studio. And it's so interesting to hear your spin or your explanation on your life that you've struggled with anxiety. And sitting here looking at this gorgeous young woman, with the world before you and all these wonderful opportunities. And I guess we can never judge a book by its cover, can we?
Yeah, I think that's really true, Felice. And I think like a lot of us creative souls, we do get that feeling of, you know, you're putting a lot of your heart and soul out there for people to hear and you're telling your story and you're being really vulnerable. So it's easy to get that feeling. But I just want to encourage people the way that I've been encouraged, to just bear it all and just say it, because there's other people out there who feel the same way.
I watched you bear it all as a young girl, teenage girl, through the high school phase, and that's always the challenge anyway, isn't it? But you were involved with the project, the Talent Development Project in Sydney, which does encourage talents from right across New South Wales public schools. And you see kids of all different genre backgrounds and walks of life, and they come together for the workshops once a month, and you were part of that. And it feels like yesterday that you were probably there in the hallowed halls of what was the old entertainment centre that no longer exists
in
Sydney.
It's not even there. Can you believe it?
No, I can't. I still think that was a waste. But nonetheless, what was that experience like, and how has that helped you in what you do today when you travel around the world?
Oh, the TDP was an amazing experience for me. It was really challenging. Like, I remember standing up there in front of people who are about a metre in front of you and giving you feedback about your newest song that you maybe wrote 2 days ago because you needed a new song. And it really encouraged me to constantly write new songs, get ready to perform in front of new people. But I just really tried to take in as much of it as I can and, you know, open myself to the opportunity. So I loved it, and it definitely steered me in the direction of what I'm doing now.
And it was about learning, I guess, getting the mindset for a career in the business and taking it seriously and understanding that it is hard work and you have to sometimes get on your feet and just make it happen and go home and learn how to do something and produce it the next day.
Yeah, exactly. And how to take criticism too as well. Like, you know, not everyone in the world is always going to love your songs or your music. And it's a really great thing to learn that from a young age, that you can't please everyone and that's okay, but all you can do is your best.
Great advice. We are joined tonight by Max Jackson. And I do love that on this new album of 13 tracks, there's a nice thread though about being a confident young lady and also inspiring others, but not ashamed to talk about the hard times too. Mm-hmm. I'd like to play the track next, How to Love a Girl, because I think this is really good advice. And this was written in Nashville.
It was written in Nashville with Georgia Middleman, and I was so nervous to write with her because she's written with Keith Urban and Faith Hill and some of my favourites. But she was a really approachable, amazing person to sit down with, and she just basically asked me what I was like. Her first question was, what were you like as a baby? And that's one of the opening lines. It's, you know, she was a pretty little thing, but as a baby, she would scream at the top of her lungs if you tried to hold her. And that was me. I couldn't be held. My mum would say, just put it down. And I've kind of been like that my whole life. I've been that person who loves to observe and loves to sit back and watch and kind of go about life that way. And I guess it's a bit of a how-to, and I tried not to give away all of our secrets, girls, I promise.
She's kept some back. Let's listen to this on Saturday Night Country. This is Max Jackson, How to Love a Girl.
Was a pretty little thing, but as a baby she would scream at the top of her lungs if you tried to hold her. And now she's all grown up, imperfect and in love, and you're the one who gets to be the shoulder. And you wanna do this right so you don't lose her. If you really wanna know how to love a girl like that, everything in the world, that's how to love a girl like that. Sometimes she won't want to talk, and you'll have to let her walk away, and you can't follow. The girl is gonna cry, and she can't tell you why. Well, tomorrow, just give her time and try to understand her. If you really want to know how to love a girl like that, a girl like that, let her go when she needs to leave. She'll come back when she's got it figured out. She could never live without the boy who loves enough to let her go. To her, it means everything. How to love a girl like that. Don't take it off. love a girl like that.
Love a Girl, Saturday Night Country. And she's right here with me, Max Jackson, and we are celebrating Life of the Party, her debut album.
Yay!
The first album on your own. And you've been involved with so many different things in your career to date. And just to remind folks, way back in, was it 2012? Or was
What are we talking about?
Well, a time when, sorry, what are we talking about? That you were once involved with a group of young ladies known as The Apprentices.
Yes, yes.
Is it about that time? 2012?
It was around 2009 we started, and it went for a few years. So it would have been around that time that we were releasing our second album, maybe.
Oh, sorry, so, there you go.
Yeah, it was all happening around that time. But look, it was that was a great experience for me. I teamed up with three other great singer-songwriters, and we went out and we did a bunch of shows, and we were just at the beginning of our careers. So it was a nice time to spend together and to grow and learn together.
Yeah, and with other people, not feel the weight of all of that. I don't know, it's pretty overwhelming to have a deal and out doing shows and recording. So it was kind of a good way, a nice, easy way into it, don't you think?
It really was, to stand on stage with other people and be able just to look to them for that, for their smile and all of that throughout the set.
And did you stay in touch with the girls?
I actually see them a lot on Instagram and Facebook, as we do with all of our musician
friends. You're young, of course.
Everyone's playing, but Kayla Ann is actually one of my absolute best friends in the whole world. So I see her all the time. She lives close to me, and she's one of the most stunning songwriters I've ever heard.
Oh, that's lovely too. And there was Georgia White and Hannah Smith.
Yeah.
And so back then people did refer to you as McKaylee.
Yes.
And nowadays it is Max Jackson. Was it hard to decide to go with Max Jackson?
Yeah, look, it was kind of a nerve-wracking experience because it's like starting again. So I'd obviously been doing gigs for a really long time as McKaylee, and I don't care if people call me McKaylee now because people come up and they're so used to saying that. It doesn't worry me at all, but it just felt like the music was so different and it was such a big time between releasing The Apprentices stuff and my new album, obviously, that it just felt right to have a new name. And actually, you know, the anxiety thing we talked about before, having a new name actually really helps because it's kind of like, well, Max is confident and Max is, you know, is ready to go, whereas McKaylee can stay at home on the couch.
I like your thinking, and we love her songwriting as well and that beautiful voice. We're going to hear another song in the studio in a moment, but we're talking about the songs, and this brings me to Song Girl. So tell me about this song.
Yeah, this was one of the first songs that I wrote for the record. I had just gotten off the phone with a really beautiful friend of mine and supporter in the industry, and she'd kind of been talking back and forward with me about a bunch of ideas, and I was just kind of going, yeah, 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 yeah. And I got off the phone and I thought, actually, some of those things aren't really things that I want to do. And it was the first time in my life, really, and in my music career that I'd said yes about something and then thought, actually, I'd prefer to do it this way. And I'd never really been able to speak up about that. So I actually called her back knowing that she's the most beautiful, loving person and she would totally understand. And I said, actually, I think I'd prefer to do it like this. And she's like, that's a great idea. And so it was just this weird moment in my life where I realized that I needed to speak up.
Really good advice. Song Girl. I believe there's also a tattoo that's associated with this song.
I do. I have a tattoo on my right side of my wrist that says Song Girl.
Isn't that? It's quite small. I'm putting my fingers up here to, you know, be a ruler measure.
It's like 4 centimetres.
It looks about 4 centimetres.
Yeah.
And it's very dainty. And Song Girl is tattooed there. Is that just to remind you your purpose?
Yeah, look, I think it's been a real identifying thing about me my whole life is I've always been to my friends the girl who writes songs or the girl who sings. And look, it really is something that I'm really proud of about myself. So I actually got the tattoo before the song came. So it inspired the song.
Saturday Night Country on ABC Local Radio.
Let's hear it, Saturday Night Country. This is Max Jackson.
Don't even ask me how I feel, 'cause Cause I don't even know when I play pretend like it's so real. Nobody knows, nobody knows. Even when I'm flying, I'm falling. And even when I'm running, I'm stuck in one place. Even when I'm hiding center stage. Hey, so. Good enough still, good enough. Nobody knows, nobody knows. Even when I'm winning, I'm losing. And even when it's paying, I'm counting the cost. And even when I'm singing, I'm singing for all I've lost. Hey, so.
Song Girl, Saturday Night Country, and she's in the studio tonight, Max Jackson. We are celebrating and launching officially on the show tonight, Life of the Party, the debut release for Max Jackson. And we're going to hear another song in the studio as well for the house concert with her producer, Rod McCormack. How was it working with Rod? Now, he's just waiting to come in to play the other tune with you. How was it? Tell me truthfully.
So we can talk about him. Yeah. No, working with Rod, obviously, he's one of the most musically talented humans. He's like a superhuman,
I
really.
I say show off. Go
on. He's a show off. Yeah. Like, what a show off, honestly. But no, it was really such a trip. And Rod honestly was the first person. I'd kind of dabbled musically for a long time figuring out who I was. And I'll never forget this day. I was sitting down in the studio with him and something was going on and I didn't know what I wanted to do. And he said, why don't you just give up on all that other stuff and just be yourself? And I was like, oh, I've never thought that. And it was actually a really emotional moment for me to have somebody else say, well, just being you is enough and that's the right thing to do. So working with him has always been inspiring, challenging. He really pushes me and I'm really lucky to have him.
I love that. And it probably took you aback as well, hearing that from Rod, to just, he was kind of calling you on it.
Yeah, he was just calling me out saying, like, just stop trying to do everything else and just be yourself and just be real. So that's all I tried to do.
Well, we want you to be real right now, and we are going to hear another song. If you can set it up, then we might hear some magic in the studio with the pair of you. What would you like to play for us next?
Well, obviously, I'm very lucky to have Rod here, and we wrote this song together with a friend of ours, Kathy Majeski, in Nashville. And this song brings back a really special memory for me. We wrote it while we were in Nashville, and the next night, Rod had a show at the Bluebird Cafe, and he actually, out of here, had five songs to play and actually asked me to come up and sing a song. And it was just a moment I'll never, ever forget, being in such an iconic place, singing a song that I wrote. This is Carnival Heart. It's a very special one to us.
And a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Candy and painted on smiles, the carousel ponies go round. Magic cuts right through the heat of July, casting its spell on the crowd. And if I close my eyes, I can feel it now. And I don't know how something so beautiful could be built in one day and all pulled apart. Way too soon, I'll watch you drive away, thinking it'll be easier. But each time it breaks just as hard, my carnival heart. I watch it all from the Ferris wheel ride, hoping to never come down. I juggling these feelings with eyes open wide, or am I just playing the clown? I don't know how something so beautiful could be built in one day and all pulled apart. It breaks just as hard, my carnival heart. The lucky ones go home with their bears and balloons, but I used all my tickets on you. And I don't know how something so beautiful could be built in one day and all pulled apart. each time it breaks just as hard, my carnival heart. My carnival heart.
Magic in the studio tonight for the house concert. That's Carnival Heart from Max Jackson and Rod McCormack in the studio tonight as we celebrate life of the party. And hearing all about these Nashville experiences and collaborations, it is a big thing to, you know, uproot and go and make these trips and then come back home. Did you ever think, though, for a moment, and I'm wondering as I look at songs on your album, seeing about Already Homesick, and there's a song on there for your gorgeous sister Jordan as well, that perhaps the carrot of Nashville, well, it was there, but you were never actually or haven't really thought that you'd live over there?
Yeah, look, I've always thought, because I love to write songs so much and it is such a hub of songwriting, I would love to spend more time there, but there's nothing like the music here. I think that's what I grew up with. I grew up listening to you, Fliss, and to Troy Cassidaly and Gina Jeffries, and it was basically anyone who would come through Canamble were my favourite artists. So there's nothing like our Aussie country music, but I do love the songwriting stuff. And that's why I'm such a sentimental soul and I am a real homebody. That's why I wrote Already Homesick, because I feel like it's actually about my parents, and I feel like when I'm hugging them, I feel like, oh, I just love this moment so much, but I know that there's so much that I want to go and do as well.
Would we see you moving over to Nashville? Because you do have a beautiful partner, Jeremy, as well.
I do.
Like to go over there? Because he picks guitar.
He does. And look, he would love to get on the touring scene and play as well. So who knows what will happen for us. I'd really love to put it out there to the universe and we'll see where it takes us.
Well, maybe you need to put it out to your mum and dad. They moved from Canamble. Maybe they could move to Nashville.
Come on, mum and dad. Don't you have a house in Nashville?
They're working on it. All right, we are chatting with Max Jackson. And tonight we're going to play another track right now, which is Love Is Dead, another one from the Nashville experience. But actually, first of all, back on Carnival Heart, was that the song that you wrote in one day and headed to the studio at the end of the day to record it?
It was, yeah. So we wrote it and then we played it to a friend of ours who came into the session at the end, and he said, actually, I think I could get you guys a room down at the Sound Emporium, which is where we eventually recorded the rest of the album. Went in, recorded it completely that night, and the vocal, guitars and all the backing vocals are exactly from that night on the record. So we just added a little bit extra with the band.
That's fantastic. There you go. The magic is what you're hearing tonight on Saturday Night Country from Max Jackson. She's the real deal, ladies and gentlemen, and born with that beautiful voice and then the ability to songwrite and play guitar like she does. It's just magic. You can go out and catch up with Max on the road with Gina Jeffries. I'll mention all those dates later. And you can get a personally signed copy of Life of the Party. Better jump online and send her a social media post to let her know you heard it tonight, because she checks all that because you're young.
Oh yeah, I try to get on there as much. I think I'm a bit of an old soul, to be honest, but I've got to force myself, and I am grateful for what social media can do, because we can catch up with so many people that are so far away, right?
Yes, we can. We are grateful. Thanks for that. And yes, I'm a bit slow on the uptake. I've been a bit slack the last week, but we'll get there. And
I'll write to you more.
Yeah, you write to me more. We tell folks online about who's coming up on the show and we share that love. So if you want to send a shout out, you can. We're going to play a track now, Love Is Dead. So tell me about this one.
Yeah, this was another one written in Nashville, and I wrote this with Georgia Middleman's husband, Gary Burr.
Nice.
So it was a bit of a family affair, and this song was inspired every day I woke up and I would put the news on, and there was just so much bad news. And I realized that it was really focusing on the bad and awful stuff that was happening, and there was just a lack of the love and compassion and the beautiful stories of things that happen every day in the world. And I just had this heavy feeling in my heart when I walked into this write and had that title, and Gary said, well, that's a bit morbid. And I said, well, it's going to turn out positive at the end, but I just think it's important that we do focus on the love and the positive in the world.
I like what you're saying. This is Max Jackson, Love Is Dead.
Thank you. Love is dead, dead and gone. It passed on and left us here, and we'll all have to learn to live without it. Love is dead, sad to say. It slipped away unnoticed, with no one to cry about it. We could have saved it, we could have made it last, if we had only put our hearts together. But when the end came, it came so fast. I guess we thought love was supposed to live forever. Love is dead, I suppose. It's like the rose we kept inside that never got the rain that it needed. Love is dead, rest in peace. Let this be a lesson so this tragedy will not be repeated. So in the morning, let's be at what we had. Farewell with proper tears and sorrow. Maybe love is dead, but we can start a brand new love tomorrow. Love is dead, dead and gone. It passed on and left us here to understand. We can't live without it.
Love is dead, Saturday Night Country. And, well, it's not here, is it, Max Jackson?
It's not all doom and gloom. It's great here.
It is. And you've got your new album, which is out and available now, that if people are enjoying what they're hearing tonight, they better jump online and see those dates we're about to mention. But I'd also like to remind people of the ability that you have as a writer, that it's been picked up as well by others that have recorded your work. And I want to know a bit about the artist, the pop artist that's in Nashville that recorded your song, had a squillion hits on online with YouTube and Spotify and all of those playlists, and now it's in a show in a TV series. So can you tell me about the song and the artist?
Yeah, absolutely. This was such a wild experience for me because it's obviously outside the genre that I usually write in. So Circina is her name. Really interesting name. I had to learn how to say it at first.
And again?
Yes, Circina.
Circina.
Circina. So she's an amazing pop kind of alternative artist, and we wrote this song called Astronomical. So she recorded it, put it out, and then this wild thing happened where there was a Japanese anime version put onto YouTube of it. That got something like 2 million views, and it was just crazy. And then just recently we got an email saying, would we like the song to be in Legacies, a TV show? So it was just this snowball effect that happened with the song, but I'm really proud of it. It's a really ethereal, kind of different song, so I'm proud to be a part of it.
I could hear you sing it as well, and I thought, no wonder you hit it off, the pair of you.
We really did, honestly. She's such a beautiful vocalist, and we kind of had a similar vocal vibe, even though we're so different musically, which is the cool thing about music, right?
Yeah,
you can find people in totally different places.
Is she an American or a Canadian?
She's American.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations with that one. And I hope that it helps to maybe buy the house in Nashville.
Oh, gosh. Hopefully one day, hey?
It has been lovely, Max Jackson, catching up with you. And before we go, I forgot to ask earlier, Max Jackson, where does the name come from? Were you nicknamed that as a kid?
Yeah, so Max was my nickname. So it was like McKaylee turned to Mac, and then it turned to Max in high school. So all my friends called me that. And then it's really funny because my real surname is Foodie. So the Jackson came from, my dad would call for takeout, right? And he would be like, you know, whatever we ordered. And they'd say, what's the name? And he would say, Foodie. Well, they thought it was a joke. So he started to put it in random names, and then it just turned into Jackson all the time. So we go pick up the takeout, and it's just, you know, that one for Jackson.
I love it. And that's the story.
That's the story.
Isn't that a great story? It has purpose. There's a meaning behind it. And you have purpose, beautiful Max Jackson. Thank you for coming in. We are going to go on out with Billionaire. And you know I love the story. So send us on out with a story for this one.
Thank you so much, Bliss. This is a song that I wrote as a Valentine's Day gift 2 years ago for my beautiful partner who doesn't listen to lyrics. So I wrote it for him, put it on in the car, got to the end, and I said, "What did you think?" And he said, "I think you'll have to start it again," because he was listening to the beautiful guitar playing on it. But it's straight from my heart, and this is my song for my love, Jeremy. It's called Billionaire.
That's lovely. And when's the wedding?
The wedding is on the 26th of September.
Oh, it's finally happening. We've inched closer. In this year. Well, it's your year. Have a beautiful year out touring with Gina Jeffries. I'm going to mention all the dates after we hear this song, Billionaire, and that is officially launched, Life of the Party, here on Saturday Night Country.
Thank you, Fliss, and thank you for always inspiring me as a great songwriter and guitarist and all of those things too.
You're lovely. Quick, we better shush you out of the studio. Quick, off you
I'm
go.
Out.
With
Thanks,
Rod,
guys.
Quick. Okay, bye.
I feel like a billionaire.
lovely. Max Jackson, Billionaire, The Life of the Party, out now. And you can get along to see her at Dubbo RSL on the 15th of May, Bathurst Panthers on the 16th and June. She's playing at Wollongong at Centro, Canberra Southern Cross Club on the 13th of June, and Goulburn Workers on the 19th. Jump on her website for more details and let her know you heard her on the show, and just tell her how great she is, because I think she's marvellous. The star of the future indeed, Max Jackson.
You're listening to Felicity Urquhart on Australia's home of country music, Saturday Night Country.